Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 50 years ago this Sunday, to the day, February 9th, 1964, the Beatles first appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. It was not the first time they had been shown on American television, but this was a live performance of several of their songs that had been hyped extensively and was preceded by their hit song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, rising to the top of the American pop charts. Hearing about the Beatles was one thing. Seeing them actually live up to the hype was another. In fact, they were the first group to live up to the boast of many a manager that my act will be bigger than Elvis. And pop music and culture would never be the same. Joining us now to talk about the impact of the Beatles is Mike Sauter, music director of our sister station, WYEP, and a Beatles expert. Mike Sauter, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's my pleasure to be here.
I know you love the Beatles. You are not old enough, however, to remember seeing them on The Ed Sullivan Show.
I was not around when The Ed Sullivan Show performance took place, unfortunately.
But you have seen the tapes of this. What do you make of the whole reaction that the Beatles received that really hasn't died down much in the last 50 years?
It's just an absolutely unique and remarkable phenomenon. The adulation that the Beatles instantaneously received, not just here in the U.S., but preceded by, you know, the U.K. and in other countries subsequently around the world. It was just a very unique phenomenon to have happened, and there's no real one way to sum up why or no possible reason. I mean, there's obviously little reasons you could point to, but there's no one reason you can say why it happened in any one country or happened at that particular time and place.
Would something like what happened 50 years ago be possible today?
No. There are little pockets of it that can happen today, but the monolithic nature of media at that time just basically forced you had to look at one thing. You just had a couple of choices in media, so you didn't have cable TV. You didn't have the myriad things you can look at on the internet. So one thing could become that large. You can see with it can only be an event like the Super Bowl or even a beloved TV show that signs off the air and has a big final episode that's much hyped won't get the same kind of attention, won't get the same kind of ratings that it did with the Beatles in 1964, and certainly won't have the cultural impact that moment in time had.
Talk about the nature of the Ed Sullivan Show. He'd been on for quite some time before this particular episode of his program. But what was it about his show that marshaled people to the television set, that made it must viewing and a launching pad for anybody who got a prime spot on that show?
Well, Ed Sullivan, in retrospect, seems like an unlikely candidate to be one of the people kind of shaping popular culture at that time. He was originally a columnist writing about entertainment, and he got into TV from that. He, you know, it was what an old stone face, I think, was what sometimes he would be referred to. He kind of had that very unique way of speaking, and isn't exactly a media savvy persona by today's standards, but he had a real nose for talent. He was able to find great people, great performers, and be able to bring them on and showcase them to America. And at that time, he was on Sunday nights in a time when a lot of families would gather together around the TV right at 8 o'clock. Everybody could get together, and he had a wide, you know, that was the heyday of variety TV, where you could go and see jugglers, magicians, comedians, musical performers, all on one show, and it was a little bit of something for everyone. So because of that, the Ed Sullivan Show, it went near the top of the ratings in the late 50s and early 60s all the time. It was just a real juggernaut. It was a real tradition, something that families would get together and watch. And so because of that, it was a real focal point for America.
If it had been a different show, would the Beatles have made as much of an impact?
No, I think a lot of everything had to line up in a weird way. When you look back at how the Beatles kind of broke in America, had not everything fell the exact way that it did, there was a lot of dominoes which led up to the Ed Sullivan Show. And certainly being on that particular show helped to bring the Beatles to an even bigger level. So if any of these other dominoes had been in a different alignment, then things, I think the Beatles would have been big in America no matter what. Their music and their personalities were just so strong. They definitely would have broken through at some point, but it might have taken longer and it might not quite have been so large had it not been for the Ed Sullivan Show.
Why do you suppose the Beatles created such a cultural shift or just a makeover in the way that we consume pop culture, the items associated with pop culture, and the style that they brought to the screen that night?
Well, that's a huge question. People looking back at the phenomenon of the Beatles have often pointed out that their popularity sprung at a time that America was coming out of a deep tragedy with the assassination of President Kennedy in November of 63. And then the Beatles kind of emerge on the scene not too long after that. And by February, they become this incredible phenomenon. But that doesn't...
But there was an idea that people needed some relief from the fog of depression that the country was largely in due to the Kennedy assassination.
Exactly. It was fun. It was exuberant. It was completely the opposite of what people had just gone through in the United States. But people who use that as an explanation for the Beatles' enormous popularity in the United States forget that this happened in England prior to that. It happened in other countries around the world in a similar pattern. So you can't really point to one reason as to why the Beatles were so latched on to by so many people around the world. But you have to really start with the fact that their music and their personalities were so different. They had such enormous talent. And even though they were building on what came before them in rock and roll music, they certainly were something new and fresh. And, you know, you can certainly look back and say that had the Beatles not got together, had they fallen apart prior to them becoming big in England, that somebody else would have emerged and become maybe not the same thing. It might have been different. Something in that period of time might have emerged to kind of fill that need that obviously people had. But the Beatles certainly had all the right ingredients at the right time.
Which came first? The Beatles with their long hair and their different styles. You know, they wore the Italian boots, the Chelsea boots with the Cuban heel. They had the longer hair. So were other groups saying, oh, look, those different-looking guys are making it big. We'll adopt that look for ourselves. Or were they influenced by others who were doing the same thing?
They were influenced by others, although it certainly wasn't other bands that people in mainstream America or in other parts of the world would really know. The hair actually came from French sort of bohemian artist types. That's where the hairstyle originally came from. Clearly, when they became popular in the U.S., the hair was such a huge focal point, and that influenced so many other people to adopt the Beatle haircut and the Beatle boots, and, you know, to try to adopt whatever it was that the Beatles were, the way they were looking, the way they were sounding. If you listen, there's a lot of novelty singles which came out after the Beatles broke some garage bands in America that were kind of mocking the Beatles for stealing American girls and for having this different look. But everybody, you know, we're trying to copy them in youth culture at the very least. They were so influential. And I think that speaks to the Beatles. One of the reasons their popularity was so sustainable over time after that first initial, I mean, it would be very easy for a band to get that initial boost from the Ed Sullivan Show, have this enormous spring, summer, and maybe the whole year of 1964, but then maybe fade away. But the fact that they were so endlessly restless, I guess you could say, in both creatively and personally, they were always changing their look, they were always changing their sound, and they were always looking for something new and exciting for themselves. And that made them endlessly new and exciting for fans as well.
We're talking with Mike Sauter, who is a Beatles expert and the music director for our sister station, WYEP, about the night the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, their first live television appearance and performance in the United States. Is it true that there were so many people watching the Ed Sullivan Show that night, Mike, that the crime rate across the United States dropped during the Beatles' performance on CBS that night?
There have been a number of urban legends that have sprung up because of the enormous popularity of that broadcast and the enormous influence of it. No, the short answer is no, there wasn't actually a drop in crime rate. People also said that there was an enormous volume of water after the Ed Sullivan Show, because people were running to the bathrooms because they waited till after the show was done to go use the bathroom.
There was no DVR in those days.
Yeah, everything was, it was a live show, and you just sat there and watched it. And Ed Sullivan very wisely put the Beatles on at the beginning of the show for a couple songs, and then he had them come back at the end of the show to kind of force people to watch the entire show. The crime story, folks have traced that back to I think it was a Washington Post writer who made a comment that during the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock when the Ed Sullivan Show was on February 9th of 1964, that there weren't any hubcaps stolen across America. And he was meaning that, kind of suggesting that Beatles fans were juvenile delinquents. But that kind of got re-reported as being fact, or at least, repeating that commentary. And it sort of from that sprang into this urban legend that the crime rate dropped across America.
Mike Sauter is the music director at our sister station, WYEP. You have a big special coming up on Sunday as well.
Yes, Sunday the 9th, 4 p.m., got an hour-long look back at the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, including an interview with a Pittsburgh area resident who was actually not just watching at home on the night of the Ed Sullivan Show broadcast, but in the theater, in the audience. So that's an interesting perspective that few people have.
We'll look forward to that. Mike talking about the first appearance by the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago, Sunday, February 9th, 1964. Mike Sauter, as always, thank you for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of our show today or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.